Thank
Mr. President, 2 points. One on Camelot. I've just finished a talk here in my office about McNamara, and he and I are going to get together and get these political and foreign policy studies sponsored by the Army under control as far as foreign scenes are concerned. And I will see McCarthy. I wanted to wait till I saw Bob McNamara before calling him, but I will see him and tell him that we're working this out, and we'll be in touch with him later about it, and to hold his hand on any sort of stirring the matter up until we can get it straightened out. On the second point, President Eisenhower's called to you yesterday. That letter that he was concerned about was published in his book, Mandate for Change. And we have checked here in our files, and we have not found any inquiries or requests to anybody, from anybody, in our own shop or otherwise, to dig out the copy, except by Bromley Smith over in your shop and by me when I asked for it yesterday. And Bromley Smith has the copy there, and I'm sure he hasn't given it to anybody in the National Committee.
When did he ask for it?
He asked for it yesterday when he had seen the story.
Yes, well...
I think that fellow was circulating the published letter down on the Hill. See, most of this telegram was published in Eisenhower's own book. As Eisenhower himself pointed out, it might well have happened, you see.
I pointed out to him this morning and told him, and he understands that Laird was trying to get him to be against us in Vietnam, and
right.
Was pointing out that we were smearing him by saying that he was for ground troops when he really wasn't. I told him I never heard of it, and Laird was wrong, and the committee hadn't been doing it. And I said, who could do it? He said, well, the State Department. I said, well, I'll get him. When you called him, you pleased him, and he talked to me this morning and
right.
Said that he had found it himself and that they were trying to get him worked up, but he wasn't, and he thinks that we're committed, and we can't do anything but win, and we've got to go as far as we can, and we just must not... piddle of this thing and let them think that we're not going all out, and we're treating them pretty kind and pretty soft in the light of what they're doing to us. That a lot of people in the world are getting awful tired of seeing a great power just shoved around all over the lot, and that he's ready to go all the way to support us.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think I should call him back, or do you think you'll call
him?
No,
I think it'll be enough.
All
I've made it clear to him.
Good, thank you. All right.